Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
William Saberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. You want to check out the Facebook page, come over and friend us, and everything that we do in between, try to keep up with, is facebook.com/CyberlineNet. That's facebook.com/CyberlineNet. And don't forget, on the 19th, I think it is, the third Wednesday of the month, I'll be on with Charlie Jones across most of these USA radio stations doing the tech show for 2 hours.
Oh, that's neat. Good.
So be able to do that. Now, Video Bob and I were talking, and we found something that came out today in Forbes. If you have Windows 7, and you have said Windows 7 for my cold, dead hands, and refuse to move to 10, well, I got news for you. Change is in the air. Microsoft has always described 10 as a service. Leaks have been revealing themselves monthly that there's new charges coming. And if you're a Windows 7 owner, it's not anything you expected to happen. I mean, you know, you always get the software. You bought it. It's yours. You get the updates and everything. Well, they wanted you to pay. So in a new blog entitled Helping Customers Shift to a Modern Desktop, Microsoft has announced they will indeed start charging Windows 7 customers a monthly fee from January 14th, 2020, if they want to keep their computers safe. Now, if that date doesn't ring a bell...
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
So they get no updates after that.
Exactly.
Then.
So that is the day Microsoft will end extended support for Windows 7, according to the lifecycle page over at Microsoft. That means no more patches or security updates unless you'll pay. Furthermore, Microsoft says it will increase the cost of this every year. This is like ISDN all over
this,
again.
Yeah, but it's brilliant on their part. What year did you when did you say it's starting?
It starts January 14th of 2020.
January 14, 2020. So everybody's got time to get off of it. And I will tell you what, there are a lot of companies out there that will not get out off of Windows 7. They have just stayed and stayed and stayed. And
myself included, all my systems run Windows 7.
Why?
Because I don't like 10. Well, let me take that back. I've got a netbook that I got really cheap, and it has 10 on it. It works great. The problem I have is this. I have a lot of software that doesn't work with 10, and I have to go and upgrade it. Works fine with 7. All my systems work with 7. I don't have to upgrade my systems to work with 10 because I've got a lot of systems that run between 4 and 8 gigabytes.
Okay.
And I start getting squeezed when I put 10 in. And I don't want to have to go through, like, I use Adobe Audition. You know, we do our editing and everything, music and whatever, for the show.
Yes.
And now I have a hard copy that I can put on any computer, and I got my serial number and everything. I do that. Now what they do is they want to charge you a monthly fee through Adobe. It's like you download the program. Say,
right.
Yeah, you can have this, but every month... You know, to charge you to use
Adobe's
it.
Got some good software, and it's popular, and they've really got one of the most popular paint programs around. They're Photoshop. It's that's why they call it photoshopping a photo.
And guess what happens in 2020 over at Adobe? Flash player.
Oh,
they're going to kill it in 2020.
Good.
But
I'm happy with that.
But a lot of people aren't. HTML5 will fill that void. But I don't want to end up having to go out and buy new software just because you decide to make an operating system change when all of my stuff's working fine. Same thing happened for years with XP. Remember that? They're trying to get everybody to move to 7 and 8 and 9 and all that. And they're and all the people in business said, no, we'll go Linux if you start messing with it, because they how they make their money is they sell seat licenses. So you buy the software, and everybody has a seat. They get a license. And, of course, you got to change up and say, hello, boys. This is the new operating system. So you got to turn around and buy a seat license again.
I didn't know that tonight was going to be the night that I'm sitting there going, no, I'm going on the other side of that, Mick. But once again, we've got with Windows 10 versus Windows 7.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I understand that there's Windows 7 works great for a lot of people. And there was a lot of reasons for that. You see a lot of banks. You see a lot of large corporations sticking with it. Why? Because all of their security, all of their systems to where they're like rolling out updates, they're pushing out new software, everything is designed around Windows 7. And if
they
upgrade,
to XP it's going to 7 too.
And Windows 7 works great. It's
it
costing
does.
Lots of money to upgrade. And so they don't want to upgrade. Now, what they're doing clearly here is, you know, Microsoft's tired of supporting it, and they've got Windows 10. I think Windows 10 is a fantastic operating system. It works great for me.
Yeah.
And it's solid. It gets constant updates.
I can
navigate
through it. I think it's fine and wonderful. It's so, just I have things the way I like them to be. Why do I need to change? Because it's doing what I need to do. And that's exactly what happened to the business with XP. They said, why? If it ain't broke, why fix it? Screw you. We ain't going.
Now, granted, I understand that, and I understand that a lot of people want to liked that, but then all of a sudden, what do we got? We got stagnation. We don't advance our Windows operating system. We can't do new features that come out that might not be available in Windows 7. So we've got Windows 10, and my biggest issue with what you're saying is I want one operating system when it comes down to it. I don't want to see a fractured environment.
I do have one operating system, and it's not fractured. It's called Windows 7, and it's on all my
systems.
And
I've got Windows 10, and it's on all my systems.
One system to rule them all.
So you've got one operating system, and I don't want to, software designers that are out there, it's always frustrating when you have to design for multiple environments.
And we're calling you out, BlackBerry.
It's like what drives me crazy is there's still this whole Windows 7 thing that you're talking about. Mostly it's running Internet Explorer 11. And that's what drives me insane.
Yeah.
Is as a web developer, designer, I program on it, trying to go back and accommodate
11 people.
11 just drives me crazy because there's a lot of different. The CSS does not get upgraded.
Well,
there's
we solved a lot that of problem. New... It's called don't use IE11 on Windows 7. Go use Opera. Go use Chrome. Go use Firefox, because it is like slower than paint drying when you use Internet Explorer pretty much on any operating system.
I'm all for that, or just jump up to Edge.
Well, that too.
Edge is a great operating system, browser from Microsoft.
I will give props to this. In using the 10 on my next book, when I travel and go to hotels and stuff, Edge is very fast. It's also a netbook that has very little memory in it, and it's not bloated like IE. The only problem I have is, when you go to these hotels and they have Wi-Fi and they pull up a little thing on your browser and you got to punch in your code or whatever, and then it opens and lets you up on the Wi-Fi. A lot of times, Edge won't sense it. So you've got to have Internet Explorer in the back waiting on you. So if you run into that situation, you just jump into IE real quick. It detects it, punch in the code, boom, you're done. Then you can go use Edge all you want.
Right. And I'll tell you this, too, with Edge. Edge is what's called an evergreen browser. And an evergreen browser, Chrome is an evergreen. Edge, Safari, and Firefox, they're all evergreen browsers.
Right.
And that means they get constant updates. And you don't really request an update. Those updates come down. You can stop it if you want, but
I can't on Firefox.
They're always coming down. They're always coming down to try to keep the browser up to date. That's why you really don't have versions like you used to. Used to, you had to go out to the website and download the latest version of the software. Now you just download the software, and it's constantly going to keep itself up to date with the most recent fixes and bug fixes in the browser itself. Makes it very easy for the rest of us to use. It makes it easy to design for. They fix bugs as they come out and find them. They also add enhancements. They improve the browsers themselves, and as all the latest industry standards come down, they're put in place and enhanced.
See, back in the day, back in the old 95 days, I would look and say, you know, people say, oh, look, here's a new operating system. I'm like, yeah, that's fine, that's wonderful. But until there's something that comes along software-wise that I use, that I am forced, because I use it the most, to move to that operating system, then I will probably move that operating system.
So
most people will just go out and grab the operating system and then find out, oh, my gosh, there's all these bugs. Well, we've got to throw these patches out there to fix all the holes and all the bugs and everything. Meanwhile, I'm still working on the old one.
Yeah.
And so I'll get some kind of software like Audition or something else come along and say, okay, now I got no choice. Boom, I'm in the next operating
system. I get it. It's all about you, Mick. I understand.
Yes, it is.
I see. I see where you're going with this. But
Mick OS 3.0.
Some of us like to get the new software and the latest and the greatest, and we've got to go download everything that we see out there. So I'm just saying.
Well, you know, just like the guys, you know, we got Krupp and Glenn Washington, all of them, they play games. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're constantly modifying their systems. And they'll be going through, yanking out video cards and replacing them, putting a bigger hard drive in, putting in more memory. About every 90 days, something new is happening and they're updating. Me,
right.
I'm a data guy. I do my data thing. I do my stocks and everything. You know how many times I change? These guys go out and buy a machine maybe once a year and then upgrade it in between. I buy a machine about once every 5 years.
Right.
And I'm probably in there with the rest of the people in the world. It's like this thing does what I want, and then when it starts giving me fits, then it's time to go buy a new
machine. I'll actually say that, too. I go buy a new machine about once every 5 years, and that was this past year I had to buy a new machine because things were just getting old.
And I'm getting to that point now where I'm having to move off of Dell because I've got 4 gigs of memory in it, and Firefox, a lot of them are starting to take up space where it makes it very slow or non-existent to do anything, Chrome in particular. But I can't jump it to 8 because of the way they made the memory map.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take 8 gigabytes, but it won't see it. So I got to find another small form factor, and I've looked at some at Dell, where I'm going to jump to those, and I'll have like a quad core, 8 core, whatever it is now. And I've got a big system I'm putting in the office that I guess I'm going to have to go to 10 because I'm going to do TradeStation and a whole bunch of stuff with it.
And I recommend it. You know, you can also get some great new features on upgrading a new system. If you do get a new system, and I understand about all your Windows 7 stuff, the first thing I'm going to do with Windows 7, I'm going to copy over all the Windows 7 stuff to my new system. And you can do that a couple of ways. Do you know that you can easily go out and get an external kit that will, you know, plug into the USB drive, and then it's just a little cable, it plugs into your drive, and they've even got to deal with, supply power to this, your hard disk that was in your old system, and you can start reading it in. You just read in all of that data that you had on your old system. Not a problem at all to easily access it. Or you could also just take the disk itself and put it inside your new system.
Can I dual boot it?
And yeah, you can.
You used to be able to do that with 7 or XP and then throw Ubuntu or something on the other side.
I haven't done that myself, but there's so many of them you can. I don't think that's going to be any kind of an issue at all.
I can have 10 come up and then just say, okay, well, I want to be a 7 today.
Yeah, but why dual boot it when really you can get all your... If you've got an old piece of software that you've got to run just on 7, I get that. But why not run on Windows 10 and then as you need to run new software, then you just copy over the pertinent data packages that you've got on your system, your old Windows 7 disk, and then you're there.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, why not? I tell you because...
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
You know, there's so many new enhancements to the software. For instance, what you're looking at doing, when I'm adding in a new piece of hardware, the first thing I'm going for is the video card.
Right.
Video, and why it's like, am I a gamer? Not really. I do play games, but I would not consider myself a gamer at all. But what it does do is it opens up that whole multiple monitor thing for you very easily.
That's the next problem I've got. I've always said, two monitors, really? Who the heck needs two monitors?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I sat in that TradeWorks class for the last 7 days, and I'm on TradeStation. I got to pull up this file over here and put in information. I got a chart over here. I got a graph. I got something else. I got to put information over here. And I realized, holy crap, now I understand why now people need
Nick,
two monitors.
I don't even know who I'm sitting next to tonight. What is going on? Everything. Once more, yes, two monitors. I've had those for years, and it's like breathing. It's like, you know, breathing in a closet versus, you know, wide open spaces. Run free.
If you like two monitors, you should see what these guys are playing with. I'll tell you what, you're going to be like breathing major oxygen when this is done. There are these guys trading with up to six monitors.
Oh, no doubt.
You know the light post at Indianapolis where it has the lights on either side? You got a tower that has two monitors at the top, two monitors in the center, two monitors at the bottom. And they just move that mouse around and put wherever they want and have like eight different charts. Like, holy crap, where am I going to put all this on my desk?
Well, now that's because you're in a room where you got these trade station people or, just trading
people.
These
guys do it at home this way, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm going three monitors. I want to be able to look around and, you know, if I want to. Finally, you know what, I might play a game on there and I might turn that into a, you know, trade station 1 minute or trading 1 minute and then all of a sudden the other minute I'm flying around.
William Cyberline with you. 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, or 844-723-4687. KBEU, Camden, Arkansas. Hello, people. How are you? Welcome to the show on USA Radio. I know you've been hearing the repeat for the last 3 weeks, but we are here live. Love to hear from you. And I was looking at a couple other
things. How do they go? Do they call it KBO?
KBO. Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. But they bought a Fox Sports station and swapped calls with it or something, I think it was. And so there's the Fox Sports station there and also us on 92.7. And don't forget, you can listen to the Morning Mayhem in the morning weekdays with our friend Doc Bryce, who used to board up our show for many years.
He did.
He's got his own talk show. They let him have a talk show?
Nice.
We wouldn't let him talk here. No, I'm just kidding. No, he did some great stuff for us and everything, so it's great to be on a thing. And, of course, got Charlie Jones there with us. And late night, you'll hear after Charlie, J.D. Wells, MyGov here at 1160 KBDT, our flagship in the Cloud 10 building here in Dallas. And he's gone on a repeat there. He's got some great stuff. Love to talk to you about the deep state and a few other things. And he's there. And, of course, you'll start your morning again on KBEU, I believe, at 4 a.m. with our broadcast day. And, of course, Doc will show up later on. So, how you feel about a $25 Fire Stick? Have you seen these things lately?
Oh, you know what? I've got an issue with it.
You do?
I
almost bought one.
The price is fantastic, but because there's issues, there's that whole little tiff between Google and Amazon it won't be able to run things like my YouTube TV.
Yeah.
And that's really what the bottom line is.
Well, I saw they had a 4K Fire Stick for $25 or $35, something like that, about a week or two ago, as far as I went to the trade school, and I was this close to buying one. I thought, well, gosh, you know, for that price, I'll try Fire Stick. I've got Roku. I'm diehard Roku from my cold, dead hands.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I'm willing to try stuff. In fact, you know what? I got a Google Assistant I haven't opened up. I got for Christmas, which I need to play with and do a review.
Really? It was Google Mini?
Yes. Yeah. And now I have three.
Well, what you waiting on, man?
I have three Echoes. I don't know how they'll. I don't know. It'd be like bringing a dog and introduced to the cats.
Nick, you're killing me tonight. You've got a Google Assistant, and you just have it's just sitting there.
I've been busy.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. I was this close to buying one. I thought, you know, I'll try it out. And then some stuff got in the way, and I said, man, I got all this other stuff. I even opened up this thing's gonna sit collect dust. So I moved on. But, yeah, that looked like a pretty tempting deal. But you're right. Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of stuff because of the whole war between them and Google and everything.
Yeah, and that's my issue is it's just I really wish there wasn't an issue between those two companies. It would be much nicer to be able to.
Yeah, they need to kiss and make up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Amazon's not going to sell the Google stuff. And Google said, well, okay, we're not making it easy for you either.
Yep, there you go. Speaking of which, did you hear this past week? I had posted up on our Facebook page at Cyberline Net, but we've been hearing about this for the longest time. I forget how many CES shows have come by, and they talk about one of the things that comes out of this. Samsung's got a folding phone. Yeah, you can fold it up and everything. It's all started being crinkly and breaking. And then, you know, they had a foldable screen, and then the next year it's foldable something else, and then another year another foldable something else. Well, now it looks like this thing that they keep talking about for the last 10 years or so, a Samsung folding phone, could be out this November. It says here that the Galaxy Note 9 is not the exciting Samsung phone we see this year. But they say also out in the world, stop teasing us with your folding phone, Samsung. It's been years.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.